If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
What's going on with the Southern California fires? I've asked my stepdaughter, Natalie Zeroni, to join us and talk about what's happening there. And Natalie is in Alhambra. And Natalie, for people who don't know the area, you are not too far from Pasadena, right?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, I'm about 15 minutes, if not less, from the border of Pasadena.
And what are officials telling you now there in Southern California?
You know, it really depends where you are exactly. I mean, everyone is saying first and foremost, like, just be informed about what is happening in your area. Make sure you have all the notifications on, you know, pack a go bag, be prepared if you do need to evacuate, and stay indoors because the air is really bad.
And we were hearing earlier about the fire spreading everywhere, Malibu, Hollywood, but with the winds dying down now, are you getting any reports there locally about some more of these fires being contained?
We're still seeing 0% containment, as far as I know, for like the three major fires that are nearest to me, the Pacific Palisades, Altadena, and the Hollywood Hills. The good news is that I'm not saying that they have spread, at least on these maps, but then I did just hear on the news that the Santa Ana winds look like they're going to be picking up again overnight, Thursday into Friday, which is a little concerning.
Yes, I would think so. And I don't know if you can even answer this question, but what are people doing who lost everything? Where are they going? Can you drive places? What is it like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like when there's something right happening in an area, the traffic is super bad, but people have been able to get out, and people are going to, I mean, this is just what I'm, like, hearing anecdotally, people they know, like, loved ones, their homes or hotels or Airbnb, it's kind of like running the gamut. I mean, I've just been hearing people say, we're driving south or we're driving east to the desert, just trying to get away as far as they can.
Right. And with all the businesses that have burned down, I imagine you have some instances where people are lucky maybe because their home was spared, but maybe where they go to shop, where they go to school, where they go to pray, that's all gone.
Yeah. We're finding that everywhere. I've heard of so many restaurants that I know of, businesses I know of that are just not there anymore. There are people who, are not even sure if their home is still there because, you know, they're not allowed to be in the zone, but definitely a lot of people just waking up to find that, you know, the place that they know and love is no longer there.
Is the air inside the house a problem as well?
They're telling us that, you know, wear a mask when you go outside. As far as inside, just stay inside. I have seen people say this, and I'm doing this, of putting like wet towels underneath all of my windows and doors to try to help, and like basically finding anywhere in the house where air can come in and like trying to block it. Where I am right now, because I'm so near Pasadena and Altadena where that fire has been, it's like the most hazardous level of air quality that can be, so I'm trying to take every precaution.
And have you heard, and in a way it's almost early to talk about this, but I'm sure it's a concern for so many people, is insurance going to cover a house, a car? Are you hearing anything about that?
I mean, I've been seeing some of the reports, I'm sure you have all seen, that, California has already struggled with people covering insurance. It looks like there are like local things that they're putting out about that, you know, they will cover insurance, all about that. Another thing that I've been seeing like circulating on social media that, and my friends have been sharing, is like everyone like take video of your house and all the stuff in your house, just in case it does come to that, so you have proof of like your belongings.
How do you sleep at night while all this is going on? Is that possible?
It's very hard. I mean, I think everyone's coping differently. Me and my husband and brother, like last night, we decided to take shifts in sleeping so that we could, the one person could be watching the news and just have a little bit of peace of mind. But I mean, it is not easy to sleep right now. It's very much we are in the middle of it still.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, we see everything on the news, these horrible scenes, and we try to imagine what it's like, but I don't think it's possible unless you're there. And if you're there, even if you're one of the lucky ones, and you are, and hopefully you'll continue to be, you're affected. Everybody's affected, and everybody around here knows somebody there.
I mean, exactly how you said it, and I think the weirdest part about it is that, you know, you feel safe right now, but as we have been seeing on the news and we've been seeing all over LA, these fires are starting so randomly that you just don't know, okay, is one randomly going to start near me? So that's kind of, I think, an overall, like, part of the anxiety is just kind of like that uncertainty about it and that it could still be happening, you know, at any moment.
Aren't they sending you there locally some sort of map so you can stay up to date on where the fires are?
Yes. There are, like, you know, there's the city and the county have stuff that I'm checking. There's also apps. There's this one app that everyone called Watch Duty that everyone is, like, downloading and has, live updates on all that. But basically, we're looking for where is the actual fire, where are the evacuation zones, and where are the places that are, like, basically prepping for evacuation, like, standby. And that's what all of us are, like, constantly refreshing.
And I'm hearing now about people even near the beaches, Redondo and other places, and they have fled now. So if you're close to the water, that doesn't mean you're safe, does it?
No, and as we saw with, like, Pacific Palisades, that's pretty close to the water. I mean, these, when you're looking at the maps on the news, the red flag area, which is what the warning emergency area for us, it extends right up until the water. So really, you're not necessarily safe near the water, just like you said, Bob.
Natalie Zeroni, you can tell you spent time as a TV reporter. Thank you, Natalie, and hope you guys get through this okay and stay safe. I know you're doing a great job of staying aware of the changing situations there. So appreciate you
so much,
updating
Bob.
Us here, and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.